Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. This wonderful text, this section of Mark, from which we will be reading for the next 3 weeks, has Jesus running back and forth across the geography. We have a sense in some of the other Gospels that Jesus seems to sort of sit there and people come to him. In Mark, Jesus is on the run. And as he's on the run, he keeps running into people. So today he runs into a Gentile woman, someone who is outside of the Jewish faith, a Syrophoenician woman, it says in the gospel. And as she comes to him and asks for Jesus to get the demon out of her daughter, Jesus does something that is unexpected, that may offend our sensibilities. He says to her, "It is not fair to take the children's food and feed it to the dogs." As I said in the children's sermon, it's Jesus' way of saying no. One of the commentaries I read said that really, Jesus didn't say no. This was a metaphorical, symbolic statement representing how the Pharisees would have treated this woman and that we're to take it in a kind of metaphorical form. I think that's crazy. No offense to my learned colleague. I think it's pretty clear that in this text, Jesus is a product of his own time and of his own mission. He is sent to the Jews. This woman is outside of his mission, outside of the people that he serves. Sort of like going to a doctor outside of your PPO. They'll see you, but it will cost you. When Jesus says no to her, she immediately responds and she says, "Yeah, you just called me a dog. But even the dogs eat from the crumbs underneath the table." The waste. What's important in this text, I think, is not that Jesus is responding in some metaphorical way, but that it is Jesus who is transformed in this moment. He shifts. He has a metanoia, a repentance. Suddenly, his mission moves from being just to the Jews, to those who are familiar and those who follow him. His mission now is also to this woman. "For saying this, go on your way. Your daughter has been healed." Immediately, Jesus goes on away from that area to the return from the region of Tyre and Sidon toward the Sea of Galilee, where he ends up near the Decapolis and he runs into another one. Only this time there's no long interchange, no long conversation. "Jesus, heal me. Jesus, just lay your hands on me." And he does. The deaf man with the speech impediment finds himself made whole. A single word, "Ephatha," be open. I think these texts are not so much about a woman whose daughter needed to be healed and a man whose ears were stopped up. They are texts about us. The woman is a stranger to the faith of Jesus. Put yourself in her shoes for just a moment. Have any of you ever visited another church? Some of you are visitors here. Welcome to our strangeness. But put yourself in that. I mean, I visit churches all over the world. And I'll tell you, when you walk into a church and you've never been there, do you feel like, oh, this is great. I love this place. No, most of the time you walk in and you are really a bit anxious. Will I know where to sit? What do I do if I sit in someone's pew? I've had that happen. You're in my pew. I'm sorry? You're in my pew. Thank you. It's a good Lutheran. Too bad. I mean, literally, my name is on the pew. You know, do you know what to do when communion comes? You're sitting there thinking, I'm not sure where to go. Our church, it takes a PhD to even know how to get to the rail. Right? You have to go on the outside, come up the center rail, either go this side or this side, depending on whether you want to dip or you don't want to dip. But you can both dip and drink on one side, except on the third Tuesday during a full moon. And then you return back to your aisle by way of this. I have no idea what you guys are doing because I'm up here. There's something about that stranger sense. You don't know if you're going to be accepted. You don't know if you're going to do the right rituals. You don't know. This woman must have felt that same anxiety. What if he says no? And she boldly asks anyway. And he heals her. In the second story, the man just simply wants Jesus to lay hands on. And he gets more than he bargained for. It's a strange little story. I mean, most of the stories of Jesus, he says, go thy way, your faith has made you well. But in this weird story, he sticks his fingers in the guy's ears and spits and touches his tongue and says, Ephatha, be opened. For those of us who are familiar with the faith, we need to hear this story because we need to be opened. Our eyes need to be opened to the plight of the stranger. Part of my ministry for the last 20 years is to try and help congregations see themselves and their church through the eyes of the stranger, of a first-timer. We need to have our ears open to hear the word of God in a new way. This morning we sat and we watched part of the Luther movie, and folks were just astounded to find out that Luther had been in seminary for some time when his father confessor asked him, Luther, have you ever read the New Testament? And Luther said, no. What? He hadn't received that word. We need our ears open to hear God's word of grace and our tongues unloosed so that we can go into the world and proclaim Christ crucified. Not for us alone, but for the stranger, for the weak, and for the hungry. And when our ears are unstopped and our tongues loosened, we then can breathe in that spirit and be transformed in the way that that woman was transformed, whose daughter was healed, and that man was transformed whose ears were unstopped. So that, as it says in James, we can do good things. For it is by God's gift of grace, God's gift of healing, God's love given in bread and wine and fellowship, that we become God's ambassadors to the world. So that, like Jesus, we can go about bringing God's grace. So be opened. Be opened in your relationship with God. Be opened with your relationship with one another. Be open to the possibility that God is doing something powerful and wonderful in your life and in your church, with your children, with your partner. Be opened. Finally, I want to leave you with this. During the offering, take some time to read the text of the opening hymn. I heard you sing it, you sang it well, but read that text. In it, you find again and again words that remind us of what happens to our community and the world when Ephatha happens to us. Amen.